currently 40 degrees here at KVOE. Northeast wind 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 73. Barometric pressure 29.96 and rising. Good morning. It is 8:44.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
KVOE News time is now 8:45. It'll be Newsmaker 3 time here shortly. We'll be linking in here very shortly with Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging, Karen Mays. We're starting up a new monthly visit here on the KVOE Morning Show when it comes to Medicare, and we're going to be, I think, unofficially calling this Medicare Minutes here in just a little bit. Some of the topics that we're going to be discussing here later on this morning are going to be about, you know, really what people need to think about when they turn the age of 65, people who would like to enroll in Medicare, who don't want to enroll in Medicare, and there's a number of other topics that'll be discussed here as well. Speaking of SHIC, for those of you who haven't heard of this particular program, and we bring it up really in the fall and then again here in the springtime, SHIC counselors are specifically trained here for these type of questions, and they're really trained to provide you with the straight scoop on Medicare, unbiased counseling and assistance here for those of you who are eligible for Medicare, also family members and caregivers as well. And the federal grant here at the state level is overseen by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. I do believe we got Karen on with us. Karen, good morning, and thanks for joining us here today.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Glad to have you in with us here. I know we had you in last month kind of with a general overview of Medicare, and we want to talk about several things here. The way it sounds is once the age of 65 comes into the picture, there's a lot of things that people do need to consider if they want to move forward with Medicare. What are some of those things that people do need to kind of have in mind when they hit age 65?
Well, people have a couple of decisions. One of them, a lot of people just want to retire, and in which case they want to continue with health insurance, and they're going to enroll in Medicare. There's another group of people that are looking at the Social Security benefits and seeing that those don't start as full retirement age until they reach age 66 and 10 months this year. And what that means is they'll get a higher benefit if they wait, and so they want to keep working. And they have health insurance through their employer, and their employer is picking up the bigger end of the premiums for that. And so they're thinking about staying working, staying on that employer insurance, because if they enroll in Medicare, their monthly premium for Medicare Part B, the medical part of Medicare, is $174.70 a month.
Understood.
So they could look at saving money by staying on an employer insurance.
So, go ahead, take it.
Sorry about that. I do have to ask, what if you don't want to enroll in Medicare and have to start paying those premiums, Karen?
Well, you have to be very careful with that, or you could be socked with late enrollment penalties. These aren't just a one-time payment either. People who get a late enrollment penalty have to pay that every month for as long as they have Medicare, which is virtually the rest of their life.
Oof. I have to ask here, because you mentioned that cutoff date of age 66 and 10 months. That seems very federally,
overseen?
it seems like that is just a very weird date to start really having to figure things out, as opposed to just like a birthday or something like that.
Yeah, it's been creeping up for several years. Eventually, that will be age 67. Now, you can start collecting benefits as young as age 62, but if you do that, you're limiting the amount you're going to get per month. And so now people are trying to plan around that, and a lot of them are going for that higher benefit. But there's a catch in this, and that is that Medicare hasn't changed the date that you enroll for that to avoid the penalties. So people have to be very careful about Medicare when they turn age 65, even if they're going to plan to work longer.
Karen, you talked about maybe having to pay some penalties for certain things. What penalties exactly could folks be looking at?
Well, if you don't enroll in Medicare Part B when you're supposed to, then the penalty is 10% of whatever the premium is that year tacked on to that premium for every 12 months that you didn't enroll. So if you wait for 2 years, it becomes 20% added on. And that's just for Part B. There's also a monthly penalty for the prescription drug part of Medicare for people that don't enroll in that. It's a very complicated calculation, so I won't go into it here, but it gets bigger also the longer you wait to enroll.
Okay, so how exactly can people avoid these penalties?
Well, for the first group of people who are thinking about retiring right away at age 65, the important thing to know is that you have a deadline, which is the last day 3 months after the month you turn age 65. So you got about 90 days after the month you turn age 65 to get enrolled in Part B. As long as you do it during that time period, and most people want to do it when their employer insurance is ending, so they're not going to get all the way to that deadline. But as long as you do that, you'll avoid the penalty. The other people who have insurance through an employer, and that's either your employer or your spouse's employer, that group of people can successfully delay Medicare Part B and the prescription drug insurance and be able to avoid the penalties as long as they enroll within 8 months of when that employer group health insurance is. But I do recommend that everybody check in with their employer to make sure that their insurance will continue. I've had some run into some clients who their employer insurance was going to end when they turned age 65. Now, Medicare says that won't happen if the employer has more than 20 employees, but I've seen employers who cancel that insurance for people, so I just recommend people check in with their employer. And while they're checking in, also ask them, is that prescription drug insurance creditable? And that term means that the prescription insurance with your employer is as good as, or at least has as good coverage as, a Medicare prescription drug plan. If your employer plan doesn't have that, then it is possible that you could get that prescription drug penalty later on. And if that looks like that's the case, then I recommend that you consider enrolling in a Part D plan. And there's one out there this year. It's only 50 cents a month. That would certainly be worthwhile to avoid those future penalties.
Okay.
You have to enroll in Medicare Part A to have prescription insurance. So.
And that was going to be my next question is, there's the penalties for Part B, and I think there's some for Part D too, but what about Part A? Do you have to worry about costs and penalties for that as well?
Well, most people will not have to worry about that because if you or your spouse paid Medicare taxes for over 10 years employment, then you've already paid into the system enough to avoid paying a monthly premium or a penalty for the hospital insurance.
Karen Mace joining us here with North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Again, she is one of the certified SHIC counselors, Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas. And boy, there's a lot of things for folks to consider. And Karen, before we wrap up our time here this morning, with all of the things that you've brought up, with all the information that's out there, it's pretty readily apparent that things can get confusing pretty quickly. So having you guys on board with SHIC really... I'm assuming you get a range of questions, but there are several questions that really rise to the forefront for you guys whenever people reach out to you.
Yes, there are quite a few, and this is just the beginning of getting started with Medicare. So we provide counseling for that. We have a regular workshop that people can join on a Zoom if they want to do that. And the SHIC is only one of the services that we provide through the agency. For example, we have a meals service that runs through the Friendship Center there in Emporia. And there are a couple of fraud workshops that are happening Tuesday, March 26th over on the fairgrounds. so people can connect to find out more about any of those services, or if they need help with Medicare, by calling the Friendship Center. Their number there is 855-340-8001. Or they can always check the Area Agency on Aging's website, and that's at www.ncfhaaa.com.
Well, Karen, we appreciate you joining us here on our Newsmaker 3 for our Medicare Minutes, a segment we're looking to bring back monthly here mm-hmm. on the morning show. So thank you so much for all the information.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. I'll look forward to talking with you next month, and we'll talk about the two different options for getting started with Medicare.
Sounds good. Well, thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
That is Karen Mays, certified CHIC counselor. I was going to try and do the whole acronym, but I just can't do it.
That's all right.
But CHIC counselor joining us here on the Medicare Minute as part of our Newsmaker 3 segment here this Wednesday. Of course, Karen will be back next month with more on Medicare enrollment and information for all those who need it. KVOE News Time is now 8:56. Make sure you stick around. We have Healthy Living coming up here in just a little bit. We also have a check of sports with Blake Cripps. All before we close out the morning show here. Good morning. It is 8:56.
Celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Beatles with the world's greatest Beatles tribute band, Liverpool Legends, at the historic Emporia Granada Theater, Saturday, March 23rd.
It's been a hard day. And I've been working like